Hazel.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Truly, again, I'd like to remind you that this is the day that the Lord, He hath made, and we are told to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, the devil, when he feels as though he can steal your joy, then you're down and you're out, you're confused, you're disgusted, you're just distraught, and all of those things has happened. Tears will even come to your very eyes. But we want the devil to know that the day belongs to God, because he is the only one that can make day. He is the only one that can make night. And the boys sing the song, say there's only one night left. Only one night. Only one night. Todd Trippett, a lot of stuff he sing I don't care for, but there's only one night, because he's talking about weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. There's only one night left for you to weep, because your joy is coming in the morning. There's only one night left. So we serve the enemy. Notice it's only one night left. Shoot your best shot, because there's only one night left. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is on the way. Joy gonna turn your night into day. Only one night left. My God, today, what a mighty God we serve. I tell you right now, I have to tell the angels, y'all move over, y'all bowing before him. Let me bow before him, because he is my Savior. He is my Savior. He is my Lord, and he is my all. Bow down and worship Christ the Lord. Nobody can lift up a hung down head like Jesus. I tell you, I had a situation earlier today, and it was not a good situation, but I tell you, before evening fell, God had lifted that situation. I tell you, he put brakes on it till only one night. Joy coming. Joy is going to fall before evening hit. And I tell you, I thank God for Jesus tonight. Mm-hmm. And I thank him for his blood. Andre Crouch said, with his blood, he has saved me. And with his power, he has raised me. To God the glory for the things that he has done. Well, you know, it is the third Wednesday night in the month of November, and you know we got a treat tonight. Our Mother Jenny is with us tonight. Thank God for the third Wednesday night of this month here. Because we miss Mom Janie when she's not on with us. And I am so excited. I just can't hide it. I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Our mama's with us. Woo-hoo. She's going to sing for us. She's going to sing for us. She's gonna sing, she's gonna sing, she's gonna sing. She's gonna sing for us. I'm so excited. Woo, I just can't hide it. Woo, my mama gonna sing for us. Oh, God bless you in Radio Land tonight. You see that I am already giving God the glory. I am already giving God the praise. And right now, I am going to decrease so our Mother Jenny can increase and sing the song that God lay up. upon her heart. I like to present to some and introduce to some our Mother Jenny Lennon, all the way from Hollywood. Oh, bless his name. Come on, Mama.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on this Virgil line tonight. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. I want to thank God for all the blessings that he has stored upon me. I want to thank God for turning my life around. And I would like everybody on this virtual line to keep my family in prayer for my niece, Mabel Gregory. On Sunday night, her husband, Rufus Gregory, went to the emergency room by EMS, and they said he was non-responsive. So by the time they got him there and worked on him, they kept him overnight. And by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, they sent back for the family. And they went back to the hospital. And by the time they got there, he was not doing good. But by morning, he got it. They got him back responding a little bit better, but he was still not talking or anything. So by yesterday, he passed. He died yesterday, last night sometime. And the family took a minute to let me know of it all I'm going through. But anyway, I was going to find out anything. And by it went virtual because it went on Facebook and everybody on that Facebook. But anyway, you understand me. This is my niece's husband, which is my nephew. We love him. We love him. And we want everybody in my family to know I've been through this. It's a hurtful thing. But we love him, but the old people say, and it's true, God loved him the best. He wasn't that critical sick. He was walking around just like I'm walking around, you walking around. But then God said it's time to come to him. So I ask everybody to continue to pray for me, Mabel Gregory, and our family. So the song that I'm going to try to sing, because this is my first time y'all doing this song. But for some reason, I was looking for some papers with numbers on them I couldn't find. And I find the note on this song because I heard this song on YouTube. And I might not sing this song the way it goes, but God laid this song on my heart to do. The name of the song is, I Got a Letter This Morning. I got a letter this morning. I, not you. You might have didn't get the letter, but I got a letter this morning is the name of the song. And I'm going to try to sing it. I got a letter this morning. I got a letter this morning. Yes, I got a letter this morning. And my mother couldn't read it. No, my father couldn't read it. No, my sister couldn't read it. No, my brother couldn't read it. My pastor couldn't read it. My family couldn't read it. 'Cause I got a letter. I got a letter this morning. I got a letter. I got a letter this morning. In that getting up morning. In that getting up morning. I got a letter this morning. Oh, I got a letter this morning. Yes, I got a letter this morning. Said my mother couldn't read it. No, my father couldn't read it. No, my sister couldn't read it. No, my brother couldn't read it. In that getting up morning, I got a letter this morning. Oh, I got a letter this morning. Oh, I got a letter this morning. Oh, in that getting up morning, I said that Jesus wrote this letter. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. In that getting up morning. Oh, I got a letter this morning. Oh, I got a letter this morning. In that getting up morning. I got a letter this morning. Yes, I got a letter this morning. In that getting up morning. Jesus wrote this letter. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. In that getting up morning. It was my victory letter. Oh, it was my victory letter. Oh, it was my victory letter. In that getting up morning. Oh, Jesus wrote my letter. Oh, Jesus wrote my letter. Oh, Jesus wrote my letter. It was my victory letter. It was my victory letter. It was my victory letter. In that getting up morning. Oh, I got a letter this morning. Oh, I got a letter this morning. Yes, I got a letter this morning. In that getting up morning. Oh, my mother couldn't read it. No, my father couldn't read it. No, my sister couldn't read it. No, my brother couldn't read it. My pastor couldn't read it. My family couldn't read it. In that getting up morning. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. In that getting up morning. It was my victory letter. It was my victory letter. Yes, it was my victory letter. Oh, in that getting up morning. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. Yes, Jesus wrote this letter. Oh, Jesus wrote this letter. In that getting up morning. It was my victory letter. It was my victory letter. It was my victory letter. In that getting up morning. In that getting up morning. Yes, Jesus wrote my letter. Jesus wrote my letter. Jesus wrote my letter. And that letter is for me. Nobody could understand and read that letter, but that letter came from Jesus to me. So the next song I'm going to try to sing is this song that Jesus wrote this letter. I sing that song tonight for my daughter, Ashley. I'm singing that song because even the letter didn't mean nothing to me. I couldn't read the letter. If her name is on that letter is for her. It wasn't me wrote the letter. The song said, Jesus. Jesus wrote that letter. So it's only for her. And the next song I want to sing is for my niece Mabel. In the passing of her husband, Rufus Gregory, tonight I choose to be on Pastor Patricia's program. God laid on my heart to be here, and he also said, lean on him. He promised that he won't let you fall. He promised Mabel. Mabel is my niece, y'all. Everybody think me and Mabel are sisters. We be together a lot. But she's not my sister. Her mother was my sister. And I want her to know, and I will let her know, don't lean on me. Lean on Jesus, because he promised not to let you fall. Jesus said you can lean on me. Jesus said you can lean on me. Jesus said you can lean on me. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. You can lean on me. When the Lord get heavy, you can lean on me. When the Lord get heavy, you can just lean on me. When the Lord get heavy, you can lean on me. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. You can just lean on me. Jesus said you can lean on me. Jesus said you can just lean on me. Jesus said you can lean on me. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. You can just lean on me. When your load get heavy, you can lean on me. When the load get heavy, you can just lean on me. When the load get heavy, you can lean on me. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. You can just lean on me. I will bear your burden if you lean on me. I will bear your burden if you just lean on me. I will bear your burden if you lean on me. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. You can just lean on me. I know how to hold you if you lean on me. I know how to hold you if you lean on me. I know how to hold you. You can just lean on me. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. I won't let you fall. You can just lean on me. Jesus said it, y'all. You can lean on him. He will not let you fall. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Amen. We thank God for Mother Janie pouring out her soul, crying out to God and listening to her tell of the tragedy of the death of her nephew. We, none of us like death. We're not a friend to death, but we all know of death, and it's not a good feeling. And for her to try to encourage her niece, Mabel. Tell her that Jesus said you can lean on him. And we all know that have experienced death at one point or another. Each death is different. The death of my mother was different from the death of my father. Each one affects you differently. The death of my husband was different from the death of my brother-in-law. The death of my other husband was different from the death of my brother. Each death is different. I felt differently when my grandmother passed away than from the way I felt when my auntie passed away. But no matter who passed and how they passed it, Jesus said, if you would lean on me when you're not strong, I'll be your strength. And I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long that we all are going to need Jesus to lean on. I know Bill Withers said somebody, but I said we all are going to need Jesus to lean on, because he is the only one that can give us that one night where darkness veils. Jesus is the one that who can bring us joy, as I started out saying in the beginning of the program, that joy cometh in the morning, weeping does endure for a night. But no one knows how long the night has been for you. But we do know that night will not stay night always. So that weeping may endure but for a night, but joy will come in the morning. So to the bereaved family, we offer our condolences from Blog Talk Radio, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, Glory United Ministry, and the saints of Glee. We pray for you, and we pray with you that God will do as he promised, that he will give you strength when you are weak, and he will give you beauty for your ashes. God made those promises, and only he can make it come to pass. So, Mother Janie, you be encouraged. I'm glad you come from a big family, because if your family was small, you'd be on earth by yourself. Because every time you turn around, it's a family member of yours that leaves this world. My family is small and they slow about dying. Thank God for that. But every week seems like one or two will leave from your family. But we thank God that you're still with us and your family is still with us. And like I said, we pray for all of the bereaved family, because the same night that he passed away, somebody else passed too. We may not know who they are, but somebody knows them. And they're going through their night time now. I've been there. I've been in my night time, but I thank God for day, as each day with death, death has to run its own course. Each day, the burden can get a little better. And then you'll get to a point that it is better. You don't even know when it happened. You're getting better you're getting strength to overcome it. It's just like it came. You didn't know when death was coming. And you didn't know when your strength was coming. All you know that you were better. And you could handle it a little better without tears. So we thank God again tonight for Jesus. And Jesus, for his blood, I'm happy to be here with you all. Tonight, next Wednesday night, is the eve of Thanksgiving. And at first I said I was not going to have a service next week, but who in the world can have Thanksgiving without Jesus on their mind? I know that we got turkeys and hams and ducks and rabbits and geese and coons and chitterlings and all of that. Some going to have chicken as well. They even have ribs. Whatever you want to eat is fine, but there is no Thanksgiving without Jesus. I don't care how many sweet potato pies you make. Don't care how many apple pies you make, lemon meringue pies you make. I don't care how many pound cakes you make, chocolate cake, coconut cake, whatever, pumpkin cake, whatever, rice pudding, I don't care, banana pudding, whatever you do, it can't be done without Jesus in mind. We can't take a moment to tell God thank you, then we're really not thankful at all. Nothing should get in the way of being thankful. Yes, I know Wednesday people are preparing their meal, that great meal for Thursday. That's not even promised that we'll eat it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I hate to disappoint you, but do you not know someone that's here with us tonight is not going to be with us next Wednesday night? And I don't mean on Blog Talk Radio. I mean in the land of the living. Do you not know that someone is going to die next Wednesday? But only the grace of God will allow us to be here. But someone will not be with us next Wednesday. So the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Last year, my brother passed away on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I went to see him that Monday, told him I'd be back to see him that Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. But that Monday was the last time I saw my brother, because he died on that Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And I am still here to tell God thank you for every day that he allows me to see a new day. No matter what that day may hold, it is still a day to give God thanks, because he didn't have to allow it. But he did. So I am grateful tonight for Jesus and his Father, God. Let's go to the Word of God. I promise you next Wednesday night we will not be long on the air. We're going to get on at 7 and hopefully we'll be off by 7:30 or before 7:30, because I know you all are in that kitchen somebody will just be cleaning their greens on next Wednesday night. Mine was cleaned last week, washed, destalked, cut up, put in a bag, and put in the freezer to go to sleep. I'll get them out. I might just go on and cook them Friday, put them back in the freezer. Or I might just wait, cook them on Tuesday. However, but to God be the glory. Let's go to the Word of God. Mother Janie, thank you for being with us tonight. Mother is a real soldier. She has death in her family, but she still gets on, and she doesn't have to. But she gets right on and sing as if nothing has happened. And that's what a real soldier, a real trooper will do, go in the storm and the rain. And making mention of the storm and the rain, I went on Facebook this morning just to see what was out there. And I ran across this from my second cousin, and she had posted, some people stop and feel the rain. Others just get wet. That thing blessed me. I wrote it down. And I wrote her on Facebook and told her thank you, told her, and I testified to some of her listeners, or readers rather, that this blessed me so I could feel the anointing of God. Because you see, by me being a preacher, I went in another direction. And when she stated that some people stop and feel the rain, while others just get wet, it made me glad, because I began to think about the rain and how God gives us the rain of the Spirit, and that you feel it all on the inside. And then some people just get wet. They curse the rain and have a fit because it's raining. And I heard a gentleman say a few days ago that it was not a good summer for the farmers. And I saw it on television. The agricultural department was saying that because that there wasn't a lot of rain, the farmers suffered a tremendous loss. And then I heard this gentleman say that he was apologizing that he wasn't able to get the pole beans and the corn and the squash and the stuff that he usually has, because of it being so dry during the summer months, so hot and so dry. We need the rain. I know we don't like rain. We want it to be sunny all the time. But if you never have any rain in your life, then you won't grow. And if we don't have any rain to hit this earth, our food supply will not be great. And you really don't want a drought to come and that nothing grows. Because if there is no wheat field, if there's no corn, what is your cattle going to graze on? If there isn't things on the earth for the animals to eat that produce our food. You know, you all like a good piece of beef, but if your cattle can't eat, they will die. What will you do? They also need water to drink, just like you. So we need to thank God for the rain. We need to appreciate the rain. This is what she was saying. I mean, I broke it down simple as I could. I mean, some people appreciate the rain. I could change the wording, but she said some people stop and feel the rain. What she's saying is some people appreciate the rain. While others just get wet. It doesn't mean anything to them if they just wet. It has no significance to them at all. It is just, I am wet. Soaking wet. But for those of us that appreciate the rain, we could feel the rain. And what the purpose of rain does for us, our bodies. Again, if we don't have the rain, we don't have a crop. And if we don't have a crop, we have no food. So just don't see the rain as being wet, but feel the rain. I heard Paul Martin make the song, Open the Floodgates of Heaven and Let It Rain. I feel the rain, he said. He said, I feel the rain. Open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Start looking at rain as a feeling and not as being wet. And then you can appreciate the rain, and also getting wet from the rain. So I thank God for her this morning on Facebook that she, and right away it was like ping, 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 ping. My mind became very spiritual and fine-tuned into look at God. Some people stop and feel the rain. They are so appreciative that God is sending the rain, while others just see it as being wet. My God, today I said to her that I was going to make mention of it on the broadcast. The time is almost gone. I have a headache over my right eye, but I trust God that this too will pass. You may hear some music in the background. I have YouTube playing, which is okay. Let's go. Last week we were at Joshua, the 24th chapter of Joshua. And I'm reading from the Living TLB, the Living Bible. And let's go to verse 15. But if you are unwilling to obey the Lord, then decide today whom you will obey. And it reads in the King James, as for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. So if you're not willing to obey God, then you need to decide whom you're going to serve. Because you cannot serve God and the devil. Something is going lacking. There's no 50-50 somebody's going to get 70, and somebody's going to try to get 75, but that won't work. Somebody's going to get 75, and the other person is only going to get 25. But somebody is going to get more of your time. Let me break that down for you. Someone, that's what it means. You cannot serve two masters because something is going to go lacking. Someone is not going to get 100% from you. And to serve God, he wants a 100% attitude out of you. God doesn't want your 30 and you're giving your 70 to someone else. You just broke up your 100% by trying to give a little bit to this one, which is the devil, and trying to give a little bit to God. You're either going to give it all to the devil or give it all to God. But there's no 20-20, no 30-30, no 60-20, no 60-40, no 70-30. It is either all or nothing at all. Comes to serving God. You can't love him on Sunday and then curse him on Monday. By the way you live, the way you live, curse God. The way you live crucifies him afresh. In the book of Ephesians, it lets you know that when you're not obeying God and living according to the way that he has purposed for you to live, then the scriptures say you crucify him afresh. So you're just as bad as the man that was in the Bible that said, crucify him, kill him. You kill him afresh. That means you got him back on the cross all over again by your actions. Oh, you didn't know that? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Glory United Ministry with Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I speak the truth regardless. You did not know that when you do your own thing, if you crucify him all over again, well, how am I doing that? With your actions. But Joshua was all set to live for God. He was not going to give God 50-50. He was giving God the whole 100. Or should I say, he was not willing to give God 50. And the devil 50. But he gave God 50-50, which made 100. He did not share himself between God for 1 minute and the devil the next minute. And that's what you do. You all about God on Sunday. Sunday night, you might make it still be about him. Some of you don't even serve him on Sunday night. When you leave out of that church building, wherever you go to church at on Sunday, God can go to hell as far as you're concerned until the next Sunday because you think nothing about him. Don't pick up the Bible and read it through the week. Will not get up in the morning and bless his name. Will not get up and tell God, thank you for letting me be able to put my feet on the floor. You are taken away from that 100% that is due him. Tuesday, you don't think about it. Wednesday, you don't think about it. Thursday, you look forward to him giving you Friday to get your paycheck, and that day doesn't belong to you. Every day belongs to God, and it's only God who will lend you that day. Ask those that died today. They had yesterday, but they didn't have today. So Joshua is letting the people know. As for me and my house, he can't tell you what you're going to do in your house. for me and my house. My family, that's what he's saying. As for me and my family, we will, over here at this house, we will serve the Lord. Verse number 16, and the people replied, we would never forsake the Lord and worship other gods. And that is not a capital. That's a small g. And gods mean here devils, idols. Some of us worship our cars more than we worship God. We think more of our cars than we do God. Some of us think more of our children than we do God. And God was the one who gave you your children and have protected them so that you still have them. But Joshua wants the people to know, I'm going to serve God. My household is going to serve God. And so the other people respond and say, well, you know what? Hey, we will never forsake the Lord and worship other gods. We're not going to do that either. We're going to do just like you're doing. We're going to serve God too. We have chosen to serve God just like you, Joshua. Because the scripture said, and the people replied, we would never forsake the Lord and worship anybody else. I'll just say it like that. For the Lord our God, that's verse 17, the Lord our God is the one who rescued our fathers from their slavery in the land of Egypt. He is the God who did mighty miracles before the eyes of Israel as we traveled through the wilderness and preserved us from our enemies. When we passed through the land, or their land. Well, now this is the people talking, not Joshua. These are the people that said, we won't forsake God. We, not us. We're not going to turn our backs on God because we know that God has done so much. And on any of you singing, he has done great things, and you don't remember what he's done. Yes, he woke you up this morning, started you on your way. And not only did he wake you up, he woke your family up. He woke your next door neighbor up. He woke your friends up. We remember what God did for us. He brought us out of bondage. We're going to serve that God. Not the devil, the small God, which is G-O-D, the real God, the creator. It's there with a capital G-O-D. That's the big one. That's the real one. That's the way maker. That's the one who created the heavens and the earth. That's the one who put the moon and the stars and in the sky. That's the God that we're talking about. We're talking about the God that answered by fire. That's the God that we are going to not forsake. No, not him. We're talking about we're going to serve the God that parted the Red Sea and allowed us to go over on dry land. That's who we're talking about. We're not going to forsake him. We're going to serve him too. Because he has done great things for me. He has done great things for us. He has done great things. He keeps on making a way where they're trying to block the way. You keep on making a way. God, I will not forsake you. I'm with you, Joshua. I'm going to choose this day. who I'm going to serve. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to serve the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. I'm here to tell you like we used to say when I was growing up, and you put your hand on your hip and you say, I said it and I meant it, and I'm here to represent it. That means you were ready to fight for what you felt was right. And that's what they were saying to Joshua. Oh, no, Josh, you're not by yourself in this. We can't let you do this by yourself, because the same God that's been good to you, I must say, the same God that's been good to you have been good to us. Bless his name. Woo, I get excited. Oh, he's preserved us from our enemies when we pass through the land. My God. 18 said, it was the Lord who drove out the Amorites and the other nations living here in the land. Yes, we choose the Lord, for he alone is our God. My God, I love the Lord. But, what's that but? Joshua replied to the people, you can't worship the Lord God, for he is holy and jealous. He will not forgive your rebellion and sins if you, that's verse 20, if you forsake him and worship other gods, he will turn upon you and destroy you. That's when they were dealing with God back in the day. Even though he has taken care of you for such a time long. But, verse number 21, you got to watch that, but the people answered, we choose the Lord. 22, you have heard yourself say it. Okay. Joshua's telling them, all right now, I didn't force you to say it. Now you heard your own self. It came out of your mouth and not out of mine. You have heard yourself say it, Joshua said. You have chosen to obey the Lord. Yes, they replied. We are witnesses. 23, all right, he said. Then you must destroy all the idols. All right, get rid of your incense. Get rid of your salt. Get rid of your crosses. Get all of the stuff that you worship. Get rid of all those gods out of your house. Because you are saying, hey, look, I got this in here for good luck. Get rid of the rabbit's foot. Well, I carry this little bag of salt in my pocketbook for good luck. Ah, that's an idol god. Yes, it is. Well, my grandmother told me as long as I got these dimes in my pocketbook with scotch tape on them, can't no evil come near me. That's a god. G-O-D. You got to go since you I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Hey. So since you have decided to follow Jesus, You got to get rid of all of that stuff that is a God to you. Because you got God. You don't need a rabbit's foot. You don't need a lock of hair for good luck. You don't need grandma's apron for good luck. You got Jesus. You got God, the creator of the universe, who can touch that. I heard someone say once, I heard an old preacher say, if the rabbit's foot was that lucky, he would have kept it himself. Let me move on. Wow, I'm almost out of time. I got 4 minutes. All right, he said. You said it out your own mouth. He said, then you must destroy all the idols you now own, and you must obey the Lord God of Israel, or Israel. The people replied, it's 24, the people replied to Joshua, yes, we will worship and obey the Lord alone. That means no other God but the Jehovah, capital G, God. 25. So Joshua made a covenant with them that day at Shechem, committing them to a permanent and binding contract between themselves and God. 26, Joshua recorded the people's reply in the book of the laws of God and took a huge stone as a reminder and rolled it beneath the oak tree beside the tabernacle. 27, then Joshua said to all the people, this stone has heard everything the Lord said, so it will be a witness to testify against you if you go back on your word. 28, then Joshua sent the people away to their own section of the country. 29, soon after this, he died at the age of 110. Verse 30, he was buried on his own estate in the hills, country of Ephraim, on the north side of the mountains of Gaash. These words are something else. Israel obeyed the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and the other old men who had personally witnessed the amazing deed the Lord had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the people of Israel had brought along when they left Egypt, didn't leave his bones down there, were buried in Shechem. And the parcel of ground Jacob had bought for the sons of Hamor. The land was located in the territory assigned to the tribes of Joseph. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, also died. He was buried in the hill country of Ephraim at Gilbeth, the city that had been given to his son, Phinehas. Lord, help me with these words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, church, say amen. We will be back next Wednesday night for a short service of Thanksgiving, while the onion saute with the celery and get ready to make that great dressing And I tell you, to God be the glory. You all have a good night. Sleep well. And remember to pray for our precious mother, Janie, with her nephew gone and her niece yet here with us. And you all that's in that area in Hollywood, way up here in Delaware, go by and drop some soda and some water or something off for them to have and enjoy. And whisper a prayer. Don't talk. Just go in, do what you got to do, and come on out. Drop off a cake or something. Find out if it's something that you can pick up, some chicken or whatever to do to help out and show Mother Janie how much you love her and appreciate her, because she's a strong woman. She has stood through a lot of deaths, I'm telling you. And we are still praying for her daughter, Sister Ashley, that the will of the Lord be done concerning her. In Jesus' name we pray. I give a big good God bless you to all of you that's listening to the sound of my voice. Mother Blondie, I'm going to call you soon and have my chat with you. And to my sister Jackie, Evangelist Jackie, thank you all for your time. Don't think I count it. Means a lot to me. Thank you all for keeping me going, my South Carolina family. To God be the glory. Amen and good night.